Crisis is defined as an extremely dangerous or difficult situation. It is a situation when people become less confident and start to worry. Crisis is often linked to the concept of psychological stress and used to suggest a frightening or fraught experience. A family crisis occurs when a family has to change. It is a turning point when things will either get better or they will get worse. And sometimes, even the day-to-day hassles can pile up and cause a stress overload. And other events can cause a family crisis. And this are something unexpected that can suddenly hit your family. And in our case, it is a health crisis. Hi everybody, and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polinas and I'm your host. Today I'm all alone again. And this time I wanted to share with you guys things we've learned to overcome a family crisis. Very recently, our family has gone through a family health crisis. All members of my household back home in the Philippines tested positive for COVID. My dad is 89 years old. My mom is 88. And my elder sister and her husband are on their late 60s. I have two brothers who lived in the house together with the house help and the two great-grandchildren. But with my parents and my sister and her brother and her husband, they all have their own comorbidities, especially mom. At one point, I must say that it was almost a touch and go for her. And we were all kind of shaken. And during this time of crisis, I have learned a few things. I learned that someone has to be that voice of reason. And it's not rocket science that I'm going to be that voice of reason, because I'm the nurse in the family. And we were facing a big health crisis. And as a nurse, I know, I am aware of what's going on, and the decision when explained well to everyone, it is always easy. Always easy to delegate, to give instructions, and to explain to family, to siblings, of what's going on. And in any given situation, there should always be someone who will stand as the leader. That voice of reason. Because when you talk at the same time and try to give your own opinion all at the same time, you will just create a noise. And you will not be able to achieve anything. And believe me, you will not. And being that voice of reason is not easy as well. I have to be strong. I have to show confidence. I have to be assertive. And you cannot show vulnerability as well. Because when you do that, there is this possibility that everything will crumble. But being that voice of reason is not difficult too. Or it's not easy, rather. There are moments that after a video conference, messenger call, that voice of reason crumbles. and show vulnerability. The only difference is because I'm on my own. I don't have anyone with me. And I'm not going to be ashamed to admit that I crumbled a lot. But I'm thankful that there are some people who are beside me. To Ted Murdoch. Ted, you've always been not just a friend to me, but a sister. You've always supported me. You've always taken all my dramas, and you've always accepted me wholeheartedly. And even in my lowest, and especially on this crisis, your presence was so palpable. And thank you for your prayers. I truly, truly appreciate it. Especially prayers for Mom. To Orvi, thank you. You're one of those person that when I'm in crisis, because of the time difference, I felt that it's only you that I can turn to. Every time I say I needed a friend, you're always there. So thank you for just being there. That you don't need to say anything, but your presence is more than enough. And at the end of any conversations, you always find time to make me laugh. And thank you. Thank you for being there with me. The other things that I learned is, as a family, we have to be one unit together. It is very important that we all became one, to have one goal to make things easier for everyone, especially for Mom. And to be together during these difficult times, and in as much as avoid any arguments, which sometimes you can't help it. There would always be a bit of argument. But we are so happy. But I am so happy that we managed to do that. We managed to be one as family. And it was so beautiful to see. And it's so beautiful to experience. The other thing I learned is support from a lot of people. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you to my staff who have been so understanding that I have to be away for a week, not knowing when I'm going to come back, whether I'm coming back the next day or not. Thank you for that understanding. And thank you to Helen and to Tita Christina for always being there to listen and cry with me. Thank you for all your kind words, especially in prayers for my mom. To Beth, my sister-in-law, thank you for always present on the family conference. Your input as a nurse, even if you are coming from night shift, you're still there and manage to listen and give your points. Thank you. To my brother-in-law, Boyet, I know silently you are praying for everyone. Because sabi nila, yun daw yung forte mo eh. Prayer. And I know you've been praying for all of us too. And thank you, Boyet. Thank you talaga.
to Ate Tiens, my sister-in-law, and to your daughters. Thank you for sending food. Thank you for sending food to the family. We truly, truly appreciate it. I wanted to say hats off to my sister, my eldest sister, Ate Mercy, and Kuya Noy, for raising good children. It was this time around that I miss Alex so much. Because I know with him around, everything is just going to be okay. But with Raymond and Michael around, it was more than what we asked for. You've raised good children, Ate. And thank you. My nephews, they have been the light of our life during this time of the family crisis. When suddenly you feel that the world stopped, my two nephews stepped up to the plate and was leading almost everything beyond our control. As physically we were not there to look after mom and dad. They were very respectful. They were very generous with their time. Raymond and Michael, thank you is not enough. To say how much we appreciate you. How much we appreciate you both, together with your respective family, to Tien and to Floor, to Raymond. Mon, thank you for being the eldest suddenly in the family, for needing everything. We really, really appreciate you, Mon. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your love. Most especially, you're so willing and able to shoulder all immediate finances as the household was in a lockdown. Thank you for your time, Mon, and thank you for your help. To Michael, Mick, you're also the nurse in the family, and you showed me your brilliance. I am extremely, extremely proud of who you are as a nurse. And thank you, Mick. Thank you for looking after Mom, your Lola. Thank you. I love you both dearly, beyond and forever. And I'm just so grateful for both of you, and I'm an extremely proud uncle, because I know you're a good man. Thank you, Maud. Thank you, Mick. I love you both, and I miss you terribly. Sorry. The other things we've learned during this crisis is prayer. If there's one thing we all did together and individually is to pray. Prayer, as they said, can move mountains and can do wonders. On that Saturday early morning UK time, I was not sure what's going to happen to Mom. But for some reason, I was relaxed and so collected. I knew I was comforted by the grace of God that Mom will survive that day and that she will be fine. I have asked few people to pray for my family, especially for Mom. To my best friend Leo, my prayer warrior, thank you for all your prayers. Thank you, friend, because You're always present in my family. Whatever happens, you're always there. We always feel your presence. And thank you for always praying for us. Thank you for all the prayers you've offered for the family, especially for Mom. Thank you, best friend. Thank you. To my friends from Twitter Spaces who cried with me and prayed for my mom. These people I don't know. These people I even don't know personally. People I have not met face to face, but prayed for my mom and my family. It was Sunday morning. I think it was about 8 o'clock in the Philippines already. I was having a chat with a friend, and I was sharing what I've been going through lately. And as we end the conversation, I said to him that I just wanted to check Twitter Spaces and see what's going on there. And I found this Twitter space called Sunday Worship. So I went inside and joined them, and I became a speaker, and I was asked to share about God's love. And I shared to them what I'm going through at the moment with the health crisis and all my worry and all. Thank you everyone who cried for who cried with me during that time and who prayed for me, who prayed for my mom. Thank you. I will never ever ever forget that moment, because that moment I felt God's faithfulness and loving kindness through your presence. To at Red Heart Love, to Alter 2-3, to at DJ Aguilar, to Sian, and especially to Arwin of Kidlat. Thank you. Thank you for all your prayers during that time. We badly needed those prayers, and you guys were just there. Given by Father God. Maraming maraming salamat. To Father J. L. Maniago, to Father Ronnie L. Sulit, and to my newfound friend, Father Ferdinand Santos. Thank you for the promised prayer for my family, and most especially to Mom. To Father Fernie, who from time to time who sent me a message to check on Mom and assuring me a prayer, for hearing all my rants and assuring me of God's love. Thank you, Father Ferdy. You know, during one of our Twitter Spaces event, you mentioned that when we struggle, God struggles with us too. And I believe that, because I know we are totally, completely, and perfectly loved. And that love is from Father God. Earlier today, you said to me, I have to live in the now, because I was so afraid that I'm not gonna be with my mom when the inevitable happens. Sorry. I've been a nurse for over 20 years. I've looked after a lot of people, a lot of sick people. But there was this one particular patient that I was looking after before. And he said to me, you know, Tony, how you looked after your patients will reflect on how your parents will be looked after. So I hold on to those words. That's the reason why I became more diligent, more caring, and more loving to my patients, because I wanted my parents to have the same respect and the same care the way I was looking after my patients. But also I wanted to be with her while I was given an opportunity to look after people. I also wanted to have that opportunity to look after Mom or to look after Dad. And I hope God will hear my prayer that I will have that opportunity as well. That's why I was so afraid, and Father Ferdy was telling me, just live in the now. Live in the now and be with your mom all the time. That's the only thing you can do. While it is true that during family crisis, you know, family members experience increasing feelings of vulnerability, helplessness, anxiety, and confusion. And, you know, as a result, feelings of losing control and being unable to meet family responsibilities may even become intensified and disabling to any family members. To all of you guys who are listening, when you experience any type of family crisis, I only hope and pray that you all find comfort in each family member. And may you all find people who will be so willing to support and pray with you. It is important for families in crisis to know that they are not alone. I always remind myself every day to plant good seeds to people I meet, because I know one day I will harvest that greatness when I least expect. And believe me, I harvest those greatness because I can feel God's presence in each and one of you who reach out to us with prayers and just merely asking how my mom is. I really, really appreciate that. Truly, why we are suffering at the moment, God is suffering with us too, because He brought a lot of you in our lives during this time that we are suffering. And thank you so much. Truly, truly appreciate it. Our family crisis has not ended yet. Mom is still sick. Over the weekend, there will be hard conversations that needs, or difficult conversation that needs to happen to prepare for any possibilities or eventuality. I feel the pressure is on me. And I said to Father Ferdy, it's so difficult because how am I supposed to decide for my mom? How am I supposed to explain to my siblings that this is what I wanted? Or this is what how I see things? I don't want to have that pressure. But I know in God's grace, I will be guided very well. But please continue praying for us, because I know the days will be difficult. But I always wanted to look on the positive side, that we are going to go through with this. We are going to win this crisis. And I wanted to claim that we are going to win this crisis, and that mom will be okay again. Not this time with the pandemic, Father God. Not this time. I still wanted to see my mom and my dad. I still wanted to hug them. I hope you will give us that opportunity. I've dedicated my career to my parents. Sometimes I look at it like I kind of paused myself. I kind of paused my life because I wanted to give everything to my parents, because for me, that is the only way to honor them, because I'm not even there to look after them. And as of today, I have been receiving a lot of prayers, a lot of messages from some people, especially on Twitter. It is a true testament that God is suffering with us, because He sends a lot of people to make us feel love, to make us feel that He is there guiding us and suffering with us. So to all of you, maraming maraming salamat po. I hope you learned on this. I hope you learned something on this episode. Thank you and maraming salamat po. God bless everybody and good night. Bye.